Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
December 4th, hello, welcome to the Good Day program, another hour focusing on what is happening, Jay and I are going, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a focus, first of all, one item we must start with, Jay,
yes.
And that is an invitation for you, not Jay necessarily, although we could do this, I suppose, ourselves. This is the challenge right now to win the final Trans-Siberian Orchestra CD and to be eligible for the drawing tomorrow of the Audio-Technica, the fully automatic stereo turntable worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So here's the request. Here's the requirement at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. I would like you to call and talk about Christmas for 60 seconds. Any aspect of it? Could be a past Christmas, could be what you're doing right now. You talk 60 seconds. Don't repeat yourself. Don't pause. Don't stammer. You'll get the Christmas present from the good guys. It used to be Good Guy Radio. Back on my, that's Good Guy Radio from the good guys on the Good Day program. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, this is quite a CD, and those of you who value the CD and want to get in on this drawing for the Audio-Technica, the stereo turntable, you call now, 855-999-3684, talk about Christmas. You got to talk for 60 seconds. James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, he will time you. You talk about anything that you want, and the first person who does that will be the one who gets this, the CD from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is traveling all over the country, some great places and great songs and great music. You know that. Don't repeat yourself. Do not stutter, stammer. I don't know what to say.
This is totally a thing that one of my soccer coaches used to have us do every so often when we had a little bit of time to kill, and he'd make it like a fun game, but also included some cardio aspect of it. But you had to speak on something, your choice of topic, for 60 seconds. You couldn't repeat yourself. You couldn't use filler words. So there was no so, like, you had to use any of that stuff. And if you failed, you had to go run five laps. And then it was the next person's turn. But
maybe
it was
that's
fun.
What we should do.
It was a fun way of, like, including the cardio aspect of just kind of making it into a game rather than just, okay, run laps.
Yep. Tell us the story of your Christmas in 60 seconds, all right? Help yourself. 855-999-3684. Obviously, you can't have one already in this. We have five people so far. Ruth Anderson and Chad Howard. And Joby Velasquez, and Cheryl Creech, and Terry Seavey. So you can join that group and get yourself ready for the drawing, which I think we will have tomorrow. All right, so let's get at what today is all about, Monday the 4th. Let's see, how far are we from
20 days until Christmas?
Is it 20? Yeah, okay. Thank you. That's it's the 4th. So we have exactly 3 weeks before, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature will stir, not even a mouse. I'm thinking about what Santa sees when he gets into his sleigh, right? Looking at the earth from space. That's got to change. Well, I think you go to the NASA website, and you look at that sort of the things from the shots from the moon or from the satellites, the things that are far away. it changes your awareness, and I think it's so awesome. And you it's called, by the way, if you didn't know this, the overview effect. You can go to the NASA website and just put in overview effect, and you'll see that various, there are lots of different pictures of the Earth from space. And so, you know, this is sort of with the upgrades in technology and stuff, it isn't just the astronauts who can see this, you can see it now. The masses here on Earth can experience. And this is why, if we had better education and we didn't have so many people who were so angry and so just worked up into a frenzy about basically nothing, it's power, control, property, whatever it is. But you look at these pictures, you observe the Earth from this zoomed out perspective. It's so crisp, it's so vivid, it's full of depth, it's so full of wonder. It's there's that 360 degree action camera that they use, Jay, that has captured all of these views, and they are absolutely breathtaking. See the blue from above.
I'm always interested in the I don't want to say light pollution, because I don't mean to make it sound like a dark thing, but from December versus maybe, say, June or July, because you have the addition of all of the decorations and the added lights. And we all know those houses that you can see from three streets away anyway. Yeah. I would be interested in seeing a comparison side by side of a view from space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, and then we would get, I think we'd be better equipped to deal with some of the things like what's going on in Gaza and the Israelis' bombardment, the evacuation orders that they issued over the weekend, and so the Palestinians are scrambling again. They're trying to take cover, and this is the territory. For those of you who need a fix on this, it's the territory that borders Israel and Egypt. And it was taken, I think it was taken in the Six-Day War, if I remember correctly. The Israelis have been using drones, and that's something else. The fact that people, these drones, you know, people talk about how wonderfully developed we are, how our technology is. I've told you, we've been talking off and on about this development that I'm working on that's in my neighborhood and agrihood, making a development around a working farm. And the people who live next door have had some legitimate concerns, and we've addressed them. But now, because they're so suspicious, they're lawyers, and they don't trust anything. And so, you know, they've hired a drone. And I feel like my world, I don't mind because we're doing things the right way, but it's just, it's kind of invasive, and it's kind of, I don't see it. I don't hear it. They just told me that they're using a drone. Mm-hmm. And I thought about all of the other times when you hear people who are just interested in spying, and they're interested in sticking their nose into somebody else's business just because they can with these things. They're very invasive. I don't know. I got one for my son-in-law a few years ago, and he plays with us. Miles, my grandson, has a good time with it. But I just think using it that way is kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is actually. Very, voyeuristic.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a plan that's been announced to add teaching of Holocaust events to science education classes. This is a proposal that's been put forth in a town in Maine to update standards to incorporate teaching about genocide, eugenics, and the Holocaust. This would be to middle school science students. The teachers need more training, so those who don't like the idea say. And I wonder about, this is a sensitive subject to be sure, and pretty nuanced, and when I look at the idea, I think, well, what would it have been like if I was taught this stuff in junior high school? Or Jay, what would it have been like if you had been taught this stuff?
I'm trying to remember when I was taught this. I thought it was middle school. I just don't recall it being in a science class. I thought it was in history.
Yeah, it would be more appropriate in history class, it would seem to me. So why in the science class? That's what I don't get from looking at the proposal.
And yeah, that's like a psychology or sociology, which I believe qualifies in the sciences.
No, I think it's
but
probably more.
But I do feel like I'm trying to remember when we learned about all of this, and I do believe it was middle school. I think middle schoolers are old enough to understand this.
Well, but the whole, again, the effort to do it in a science class, there are a lot of people, I mean, everybody who's looking at it thinks that there are good intentions attached to it. The proposal says, quote, science has sometimes been used by those in power to oppress and abuse others. And maybe that's what I was just talking about with regard to the drones. That's a scientific discovery. And, you know, when you think about what people do with it, I wonder if it distracts, though, the scientific principles and really it shakes. I think that's the problem with this. Yeah. Science education is, you know, looking at fossils, for example, all right? Learning how the air in works and looking at how, you know, things. Why would this be? Why are we talking about Jews in Europe? And no, this is not. This doesn't feel like it's fitting. It's a round peg into a square hole. So teachers groups around Maine, and there have been some national organizations that have weighed in on this, want to have a better understanding of why they put it into the science curriculum. The folks in the legislative branch have arguments about this. They are now because it's before them and they're talking about it. Maine's a pretty conservative state, actually. I think there are more Democrats there than Republicans, but it's pretty, you know, I don't know if conservative is pretty basic, let's put it that way. So the Maine Teachers Association testified before the state last week, adding the proposed content to the standards without providing any professional training for teachers will jeopardize science, and the updates are geared toward middle schoolers, and that's another question. So critical thinking skills, yep, they should be taught, but whether it's in the science class, I think that's the question. Something to think about, right? 18 after the hour, lots to think about today, as usual, on Good Day.
Pete after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GETETHOS.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. it's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I will tell you that we didn't have anybody who could talk 60 seconds about Christmas, which sort of surprised me because we are such, all of us, we're such gabbers. So, we'll come up with that. Not surprised. Well, James said, hey, it's early in the morning. So, there are a lot of people who are up all night. There are a lot of people listening on the West Coast, over in Hawaii, around the world. So I think it's so many people are so self-conscious. I thought this would be a nice way to open up people's minds and thoughts. But anyway, listen, the best laid plans of mice and men, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Focus here on celebrity news in this portion of the program from social media. The trending number one trending story is about Kiss. Not that kind of a Kiss. The group Kiss that has said farewell to live touring. Actually, they become the first band to do what? Aha! So that's the hook. What did they? They have done something that has been, again, sort of like the other things they've done. They were in Madison Square Garden to finish things up, and they said they were never going to call it quits, but and in a sense they aren't because of what they announced they're going to be doing. We'll talk about that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I wonder how many times they've sung that over there. What, 40-some-odd years? The Kiss.
They do it every concert, yeah.
Of course they do, because this is what people want to hear. So they said this is the end of the road in terms of touring, but they are about to become the first U.S. band to go virtual and become digital avatars. So what does that mean? I suppose you could look at at Avatar the movie and come up with something. Gene Simmons as an avatar. Now, there's something, right? Paul Stanley, Eric Singer, Tommy Thayer, all of them on the stage. And they actually revealed at Madison Square Garden the avatars of themselves. And so that's with that they launched into the performance of God Gave Rock and Roll to You. And so they're going to be around forever, it would seem. Mm-hmm. 50 years of Kiss. I'm looking at the history here. I said it was 40-some-odd years. Are they immortalized with the avatars?
I would think so, and it's kind of poetic. Yeah. Like, this was their last time leaving the stage on a tour, and then that's when the avatars popped up, and they debuted them and everything. It's a lot like what ABBA did. What was it, ABBA Voyage, that they did in London, where it was digital avatars of the band performing.
Yep. So this was done at Industrial Light and Sound, which is the George Lucas thing that was built in order to do Star Wars, and now they've launched off into these sort of things. So this is, I guess, you're right. ABBA did it, so now they've done it. Well, they're doing it in a different way, I think, in the way that they introduced it. So anyway, it's not Kiss-off time yet for Kiss, it would seem. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Liz.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that that they did not have access to this document. There's no indication.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas, Shati Battalion, in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haitham Kawari.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Just hear those sleighbells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together.
Sort of putting you into the mood, why not, right? Because Christmas is sort of right around the corner, so is the longest day of the year. In a manner of speaking, the longest day of the year means, well, the shortest, depending on your definition of long and short, right? It's the shortest day of daylight in the northern hemisphere, the longest day of daylight in the southern hemisphere. Yeah, darkness. And then we start getting light again at a minute or so a day. And that feels good, because there are a lot of people who, when it gets dark, they get sleepy. It's just kind of like a hypnotic thing. And I was thinking about that as I looked at this overview of catnaps. You know, in a catnap, the definition, I take them every day, light snooze, right?
About like 20 minutes. It's supposed to be 20 and 90 minutes.
Yeah, quick recharge. And then there are those people and those things, right? Those people and the things that live on the planet. I No, I think when I look at a penguin, I think of a little person. There's something about penguins that is kind of like dolphins, no, but they walk around and they get mates and they stay together for their lives and that kind of stuff. That's what they do. And so there's a new study out that's published in this month's Science magazine that focuses on how many times a day a penguin catnaps. And apparently because they do not sleep, they don't sleep like we sleep, right? You go down and you sleep for 6, 7, 8 hours. They don't sleep. They take as many as 10,000 quick 4, 5, 6, 10 second naps a day. 4 or 5 seconds at a time.
And that makes sense because of predators. They can't just go get like 9 hours of sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a collective thing. And it averages out to be about 9 or 10 hours of sleep a day. It's called micro-sleeping. And so if you're a human being, don't try it because it doesn't seem that it would work. But what's really kind of weird here is that they wake up and they go down, they're up and down constantly. It's just kind of a very interesting thing. These scientists, you got to wonder what they did. So penguins are very approachable. So some scientists put some electrodes into the brains of some of them. I think this is cruel. I'm not sure what to make of this. But they stuck the electrodes into their neck muscles. And so they recorded the data over a 2-week period. And the sleep-related brain activity managed to in and out, come in and out constantly. So that's how they came up with the idea, or they came up with the realization that the sleep was something that they could survive on in these little short intervals. And then again, whether or not we could adapt to that, I think about people that have been in war situations, and they have, you know, people in trenches that they have over, you know, the years they developed into being able to take quick naps. But it's not, I don't think it's good for your system. Frankly, you got to have good, steady, solid sleep. So anyway, but that's the story of penguins for you to talk about. The stories that I tell you are aimed at being conversation starters. And I'm trying to help you out here, boys and girls, because I know there are a lot of parties. I went to the first Christmas party this past weekend, Saturday night. My niece, who looks just like my daughter, and there was only 4 or 5 days between the two of them. One of them, Megan, is the 27th of December, and I think Mandy is like the 2nd or 3rd of January, and they look the same, come from the same genes, in a manner of speaking. Anyway, so this is good conversation. Did you know you go to a Christmas party this week and say, hey, did you know that penguins sleep? At 4 or 5 second intervals, all this, you start a good conversation, right? How about that? And you'll be the smartest kid on your block listening to the Good Day program. Let's talk about Christmas.
Too. Penguin guy or gal.
Penguin guy, yes, that's it, right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's the penguin guy. With a comprehensive report today full of insight into penguins. The Christmas story of this half hour is a focus on the fact that FedEx has now delivered 300,000 free Christmas trees to military families. This is something they do every year. And so if you see a FedEx truck with a tree slapped, they're not going to put them on the top of the truck, they put them in the truck. This is their annual Trees for Troops, though. This is a good thing. The freight company, let's see here. There are 90 military bases, and that's where they're delivering. They are partners with the Christmas Spirit Foundation. They have reached a milestone with this program because of the number of trees that they have delivered over the years. And so this is something I think that the drivers do as volunteers. There are a lot of FedEx drivers that are military. They're ex-military.
Mm-hmm. Or they FedEx have and UPS. Numbers, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are good jobs. They get paid $30-$35 an hour, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I don't know for sure, but I think it's something in there because drivers are much in demand. I often wonder, if I wasn't on the radio and I didn't have the farm and I wasn't doing the other stuff, what would I do?
Because I can't.
I wouldn't just sit still. Would I be a good FedEx driver? A UPS delivery guy? I would not work for Amazon. Would not do it. Nope. Uh-uh. The Holly Jolly Tree people have logged in 600,000 miles for FedEx delivering these trees. Isn't that cool? Yep. There's another good Christmas story. Hey, when you go to the party on Friday, did you hear the story about the FedEx guys and what they're doing and delivering all those trees? Wowzer. Ooh-wee. The United States is thinking about the passing of Sandra Day O'Connor and have over the weekend first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, 93 years old. She was appointed during the Reagan administration. I think she probably had Alzheimer's and had some respiratory problems as well, dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she had, and I think this goes back 4 or 5 years, if I'm not mistaken. She stopped participating in public life. But she, in the letter that she wrote that her family read, she put the following, quote, "How fortunate I feel to be an American and to have been presented with the remarkable opportunities available to the citizens of our country. As a young cowgirl from the Arizona desert, I never could have imagined that one day I would become the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court." She was pretty moderate. She had an open-minded approach, which is the way it ought to be on the Supreme Court, not somebody that's crazy to the left, crazy to the right. She had, she was a firm, no-nonsense person. That I remember, frankly. And, you know, because she was their first woman, I suppose, a trailblazer in a manner of speaking, she was a very strong character for, and I've heard some stories about her that, just, you know, she, you'd look in her eyes and you knew she was very determined.
She meant business, so, yeah.
Yeah. One of the most interesting decisions, a vote to stop a Florida recount following the 2000 presidential election, where the majority of the justices deciding that George Bush would become the president. That's how he became the president, even though Al Gore had more votes than he did. And one of those things, again, we can go back to the whole business. That's a secondary story here. Part of the Sandra Day O'Connor story is what happened and why it happened and how it happened and should it have happened, that kind of stuff. There were people who accused her of being, because she was a Republican, of being in the bag for Bush. It's just having this, the business about the Electoral College is so wrong. It's just wrong. It doesn't give you your vote. You don't have a vote. Really, you don't. You don't have a vote. And if you're not in one of the 5 or 6 most, quote-unquote, important states, then you don't have a vote either, really. It's the side. Look at where all these people, they start in Iowa and New Hampshire, and then they start going and spending as things sort of, as the things sort of sift out. Then they go to these 5 states, and they spend all their time. And I find it, I just find it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
I think that there were 5 presidents. We've had 5 presidents so far that have lost the popular vote. They were not voted into office by the people. It was the Electoral College.
Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. But still, that doesn't take away from the history and the good work that she did, for example.
Oh, my goodness. She, so Sandra Day O'Connor, what was it, back in 2018, that was when she wrote the letter that her family read about, she knew her dementia was progressing at a
pretty
quick rate. Yeah, and this was back in 2018, and she even said in the letter that she will be no longer able to participate in public life. It's one of those things of losing your memories, and knowing that you are going to lose your memories. I cannot imagine what that must be like.
Yep. All right, the story of George Santos and his fate. He's been ousted by his colleagues. See you later, George. He's not one of a kind. His fall from grace bears some similarity to some other congressmen who came before him. There are actually 6 members of the House that have been expelled since the Civil War. 3 I think we're Confederates, and three of them, obviously, do the math here. John Clark, a Democrat from Missouri, was expelled. He was the first one to be kicked out in 1861. He was disloyal to the Union, fought for the Confederacy. See you later, alligator. Next one to be expelled was in December of 1861, John Reed, who also was disloyal to the Union. He fought for the Confederacy, and, you know, that was... No, these are all people, the first three were all booted because they were disloyal to the Union, mm-hmm. fighting for the Confederacy, right? Henry Burnett in December, the same week that Reed was thrown out. And then more recently, Michael Myers, Democrat from Pennsylvania, was expelled in October of 1980 because he was convicted of bribery. And it was, look at the huge numbers, 376 to 30. Booted this guy out, and appropriately so. And then James Traficant, who was a Democrat from your area, matter of fact, I remember him. I used to have him on my program all the time, and I did a lot more political stuff, and the people, that I think there was somebody that listened in Cleveland who got me connected to him.
Oh, really?
He was really, oh, yeah, he was a character, man. He was a real character and indignant, and so he got booted out about 20 years ago, convicted of conspiracy to commit bribery to defraud the U.S. He got convicted of receipt of illegal gratuities, obstruction of justice, filing false tax returns, racketeering, da 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 da. That's the kind of the same thing they're going to get Senator what's his face from New Jersey on. It's the same stuff. And you'd think that people would think a little more about the visibility and what happens in those circumstances. The arrogance of politics, I guess. 48 after the hour now, and good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because with hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers slip-ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Time now is 53 after the hour of the Good Day program. Monday, December 4th, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here to celebrate in our Food, Farm, and Family Department National Cookie Day. I celebrated yesterday by buying a bunch of cookies at Wegmans. Haven't had cookies around for a long time. There's a new cookie that doesn't have any gluten in it. It has a chocolate cover on it. Yum.
Oh, nice.
It's good. Yeah. All right. So anyway, a cookie. What is a cookie? Something held in your hand that's flour-based, crisp, in some circumstances, like crisp. Chocolate chip cookies
crisp
are much better
chewy.
Crisp. Yeah, isn't that better than soft, those soft chocolate chip cookies?
Oh, I'm a soft cookie fan. Yeah, if I
are
want
you
a,
really?
If I want a
but
hard
the chocolate
cookie,
gets all in your hands. Yeah, but see, we get the chocolate sticks on your hand.
I have not had that problem, no. Not if you hold it in the right spot.
Well, I'm just maybe
oh,
it's the ones they cook on the plane. The ones they give you on the plane are kind of sticky because they come right out of the oven. Anyway, cookies started with the Dutch in New Amsterdam in the late 1620s. New Amsterdam was New York. Cookies, that's first reference to cookies in American history. And then they've, of course, as you were just talking about, you know, bake them. Some of them are hard, some of them are soft, some of them are sweet, some of them aren't. But actually, cookies go back to the 7th century in Persia, which is the Middle East, basically, after the use of sugar became common, and then they spread up to Europe through the Muslim conquest of Spain. By the 14th century, they were common all over Europe. Very neat. The street vendors had them.
Mm-hmm.
They were,
yeah, this was something that everybody in society could have.
Royals,
street vendors, mm-hmm.
Godfrey Keebler opened his neighborhood bakery in 1853 in Philadelphia. Keebler. Yes, Keebler's still around. It's that Keebler. I bought some gluten-free Oreos yesterday. Never thought I'd see gluten-free Oreos, but listen, I tried. Let's see what they taste like. Oreos been around since 1912 in terms of cookies. They were a knockoff of the first chocolate sandwich cookie called Hydrox. And those are still around today, too, aren't they? I think the Hydrox, I remember seeing Hydrox cookies around.
Huh.
So let's see here. Ruth Wakefield, who ran the Toll House restaurant in Whitman, Massachusetts. She's the one that created the Toll House cookies, so that's in the late 30s. And then Chips Ahoy made their debut, the most recent cookie brand, 1963. So the story of Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, yum! Now it's time for our disgusting recalls. This ready-to-eat beef has been recalled by the producer Swan Lake. And they have, it's also called a Pella Poultry Corporation, recalling pounds, hundreds of pounds of ready-to-eat beef and poultry products contaminated with listeria. They bear the number EST, the numbers don't care. If you have something like this, anything that's ready-to-eat, doesn't make any difference what the brand is, bring it back to the store. Don't take any chances. Just take it back to the store. New Jersey, New England, New York, Pennsylvania, bring it back to the store. And get your... Anyway, didn't you do that last week? You took something back to the store. Didn't you?
Well, yeah. No, I bought it online, and the recall... I bought it through Amazon. Shame on me. But I had to submit a recall through the brand itself, through the actual business, and you had to take a picture showing that you threw the product away, and then they are going to refund the money. But then I went to Amazon because I was asking, like, hey, I don't want just a full refund for the product. I want my shipping and handling back. I want the tax that I had to pay. I want additional for the hassle and the potential threat that it caused my child. Because we talk about that all the time, and I just wanted to see what would happen. And so it was through email. So far, nothing yet. They probably read it and were like, moving on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's more cantaloupe being recalled. Cut fruit at Trader Joe's, also at Kroger, and at Sprouts. Sprouts is a West Coast, Southern California outfit. Kroger is national, obviously. Trader Joe's international, but they all get their cantaloupe from the same place. So if it's Trader Joe's brand, if it's Sprouts Farmers Market brand, if it's Kroger's, you bought it in Kroger's, let's just bring it back again.
This is
again.
Just the latest. There were other recalls of cantaloupe from other locations. Aldi, I think there were some gas stations that have the pre-made fruit cups and all of that. I think there was something from Walmart recently. It's one of those things of most of it is the pre-cut up ones, but I think that there was some time recently where it was whole ones. So basically, how many times can I say basically? Just don't eat cantaloupe right now, no matter what way, shape, or form it is.
And if you buy it, bring it back. Cut cantaloupe, pineapple, all that stuff. Those are at all of these stores, all of them. Just don't eat it, don't buy it. And if you bought it, bring it back, get your money back. All right? Word to the wise is sufficient, so they say on good day. 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.